Now, we had a man-made disaster that became known last week, and that was the absolutely unbelievable, careless breach of Equifax, where criminals were able to break into Equifax's system and steal enough information on nearly two-thirds of American adults, 143 million people, nearly two-thirds of American adults who have credit files, I should say, that they have the ability for the rest of your life to engage in wholesale identity theft. Name, address current, prior addresses, social security number, and in addition to that, they have, in many cases, your driver's license number and birth date on everyone, and for many people, credit card numbers as well. This is as nasty a data breach as in the history of the modern era. Equifax's response to this has been pathetic. The statement issued, the video released by the CEO, never referred to you and me as customers. And that's one of the most important things about this. We are just fodder. We are just files that are packaged, dossiers that are sliced up and sold again and again to their real customers, which are the businesses that spy on you and me without our permission. Now, to add insult to injury, Equifax's systems have crashed repeatedly, have provided inaccurate information. Equifax had put in their offer, their joke, the 1 year of free credit monitoring. What a waste anyway. That if you signed up for it, you gave up any right to any compensation for the harm that Equifax brought your way. After much uproar, they yesterday changed the terms of service where if you do sign up for their worthless credit monitoring, you will still have the ability to be part of a suit for the harm that you suffer. But the real way you protect yourself is a 1-2 punch. And it's not going to be fail-safe protection. But the first thing you do is go to creditkarma.com and set up free credit monitoring for yourself. You're able to monitor your credit scores with two of the three bureaus, monitor what's happening with your reports. You'll get alerts if there's any issue with anyone poking around your credit. And once you've set that up, and that's completely free, then pay some money for credit freeze. I hope as the lawsuits come up with Equifax that one of the things that they are forced to do is reimburse all of us for the cost of credit freezes and thaws that we need to do for the rest of our lives. Because this is of Equifax's making, Equifax's fault, Equifax's carelessness. And a credit freeze, which I have a guide at clark.com that walks you through step by step, is the absolute best way for you to protect yourself going forward. And we have had hundreds of posts of questions about this. So we figured the most efficient way to handle this is producer Kim is going to ask questions that you have posted on Ask Clark. And Kim, go right ahead. What you got?
I'm going to try to start out with some of the ones that we got more than any other ones. And with a lot of people that listen to you, a lot of people's credit was already frozen. So one question that I saw more than anything else was, my credit's already frozen. Does that mean that my credit freeze PIN was part of the hack?
Credit freeze PINs, as far as I know to this moment, this is a question that's come up a lot, are not at risk, except there's now information out there that Equifax used an ultra lazy method of setting up PINs, that the difficulty of a criminal hacking in, if they specifically look to unlock PINs, is so easy, apparently my 12-year-old son could hack in. So Equifax is scrambling to write new code, and you're going to be sent an opportunity in the near future to change your PIN to one that will be much harder to crack. And Equifax has not made it clear if that's going to be a mandatory process or voluntary. They're doing this by the seat of their pants. But I will advise you when you should actually respond to that. Be careful because there will be fake emails pretending to be Equifax trying to get you to disclose your PIN. I'm going to tell you the right way to do it once the procedure is clear.
Okay, I went ahead and I froze my account. Do I need to freeze a spouse's account?
Well, it depends on how much you love your spouse. If you love your spouse, you definitely want to freeze your spouse's credit. But again, set up a Credit Karma dashboard first, because once your credit's frozen, you can't. So do that first, and then you want to set up the credit freeze on your spouse.
Can I still build credit when my accounts are frozen?
So, great question. So what happens with a credit freeze is that the credit you have already works just as it did before. But when you wish to apply for new credit, you are going to consider changing insurance companies. You want to get a satellite dish. You want to get new cell phone service, anything like that. You'll have to put a temporary thaw in place, because all those things are considered to be the equivalent of new applications of credit. And I have had my credit frozen for, I guess, more than a decade. And over the years, I probably had to thaw my credit half a dozen times. As long as you don't lose your secret codes, thawing your credit is very easy. It's a no-brainer. And I should say that credit freezes, depending on the state you live in, costs from $0 to put in place to as much as 10. And that's 10 per bureau to as little as 0 per bureau.
What was with the $3 fee that people thought was being waived, and is it actually being waived?
Equifax said they were waiving the cost of credit freeze, but then didn't follow through. And that's going to be one of those areas the lawyers are going to have to get involved in. And Equifax will almost certainly be doing refunds for the $3 that they have swiped from people. If you think about this, how awful is this that Equifax is at fault here, and then they punish you and make you pay to deal with their mistake?
Do I even need to check to see if I was affected? I heard that you could put in pretty much anyone's name and social and it'll say yes.
Yeah, so the Equifax process of verifying whether or not you were part of the 143 million is so fraught with stupidity that don't even bother. Know that at some point, all of us end up being part of data breaches. So just go ahead and take the two steps I mentioned proactively. It's the best way for you to be able to sleep peacefully.
Speaking of extra steps, at this point, should I even enroll in their credit protection?
Don't enroll in Equifax's piece of trash credit. I hate the word protection. Don't enroll in any credit monitoring program other than the free one at Credit Karma. Do not pay money for this. Now remember, Equifax has caused a lifelong problem for all of us. And in their arrogance, they're only providing protection for 1 year. And protection is such a silly word. They're offering something that's like the equivalent of a burglar alarm that alerts you after the burglar has already broken in your house. Credit freeze prevents the burglary.
What about signing up for fraud alerts?
Fraud alerts are a joke. Don't bother with those either. Let me tell you, the thing with the credit bureaus pushing the credit monitoring is they make money on it. The thing with the fraud alerts is if you go to the next step, the credit freeze, you shut down, choke off the credit bureau's ability to build the dossiers on you that they sell to anybody who will pay them money. So that's why they make credit freeze a secret and they make it more difficult to do. Fraud alerts are basically window dressing. I wouldn't fool with that at all. Do the credit freeze. I am the man from credit freeze for a reason.
Am I now at a higher risk for tax fraud, and should I enroll in the IRS's PIN program?
Yes, there is an enhanced risk next tax season of tax fraud where people file returns for big refunds as if they're you. Yes, the IRS has been very successful with the PIN program where your return is not accepted till you put in your unique secret code with the IRS, and the IRS hopefully will have that expanded by next tax season because of the Equifax data breach. And I want you to know, this is not the end of the conversation. We will continue to address this at Clark.com, and we will continue to answer your questions as the weeks go on. Check out our full podcast at Clark.com/on demand.